Good to see those that are here this morning and those that have had an opportunity to come back and be with us again. And so as we think about our lesson and as we look to our lesson, I would like to say, and the things in which I'm about to say is, how do you want to be remembered? You know, we find quite often that we see on television and we hear, not so much maybe on radio, but people that are, we might say in the world's eye, that they are performers or movie stars, actors, and things of that nature. And you hear quite a bit said about them when they have gone the way of the earth. But yet, as we think about the thought, and we need to realize that we are all going to face that sooner or later, that we too have to leave this world, because Ecclesiastes 12:7 said, man goes to his long home. But the thing is, just how do we want to be remembered? The Bible has a lot to say on those in which that have lived and have gone. But I would like to say it's not really how long that an individual lives, but it's what they do while they're living. And surely as we think about the characters that we see and read about in the Bible, we find that their desires was those of similarity of what our desires are. In the book of Numbers 23 and verse 10, we find that Balaam said, let me die the death of the righteous, and the last end be as his. That should be our desire. It should be our desire in whatever that we, whenever we make decisions in life, it should be, let me die the death of the righteous. But we find also again in 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 4, we find here that David says, there is just a step between me and death. So what does he mean by that? Well, it is a sure thing. Life is uncertain. And James 4:17 said, what is your life? It's a vapor. Now I realize and know that there are those here today that have, you know, went past the 50 mark. But we think about really that, and probably when we were kids, we thought 50-year-old, that's, you know, that's a person that's over the hills, and, you know. But really, when we got up there to 50, it didn't seem like it was just a yesterday. We had our teenage birthday. Don't seem long at all. And the older you get is the shorter the years are. You take a baby that's born, and then it lives for 1 year. Well, then it goes to the point of 2 years. Now, the second year is twice as long, you know. It seems like a long time. And I can remember probably when, you know, when I was a kid, that when summer came, it seemed like it was a good long break before you had to go back to school. But now it seems like when children get out of college or, you know, grade school and that vacation time, it just seemed like it's so short and they have to be right back there and you're buying clothes again. doesn't take long at all. But what is our life? It's a vapor that appears for a little time and then it vanishes away. But whenever we think about those that we read about in the Bible, we see individuals. You go to Genesis 5 and you read about a man by the name of Enoch. And he said, Enoch walked with God. And he was not God's cookie. And as we think about the situation, how did they remember Enoch? How did the writer describe Enoch? Enoch walked with God. We may be good husbands. We may be good wives. We may be good children. We may be good parents. That's all well because we need to be good. But there needs to be more said about us than just being good. Life is what we make it. We can make our lives to be one in which that's enriched with God. Like Enoch walked with God. And how did he walk with God? Simply because he was following the same pattern or trail or steps that God would have took. He had to be in agreement with God. And so he walked with God. But we read just a little bit later and we read about a man called Noah in the 6th chapter of Genesis. Now here again was a man who was living in difficult times when people did not want to accept his teachings. Because it says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. But Noah did have something that was on his side because after all, he had got all of his family, his children, all of them in the ark with him. He found grace. Noah, it says, was a preacher of righteousness. How do we remember Noah? Well, he was the one that back there, he built that ark and got his family out. But tells us that Noah built that ark and he did it the way that God told him to do it. He followed the instructions that God gave him. And can you go back there and try to imagine the time in which that the rain began to fall and the waters begin to raise and now the ark is begin to move around a little bit. And as it continues to move around, we find that God had given them instructions. You go into the ark and you take a certain amount of animals with you. And when he went in there, you know, who closed the door? It was not Noah. God didn't allow Noah to take that privilege because God closed the door. Probably, no doubt, Noah would have led a lot of things in the ark that shouldn't have been in. And maybe he would have let a lot of people in the ark that shouldn't have been in the ark. But God closed the door. And you know, as we look at that, and as you see pictures sometimes made of the ark, and you see all kinds of windows, you see giraffes sticking their heads out and monkeys hanging out. That wasn't the way it was. There was only one window in the ark. Only one window. And as we think about that, there was one door into the ark. And Jesus said in John 10 that I am the door. There's only one door into heaven, and that's Jesus. There is only one light was in the ark, and we have only one light today. We have only one window, and that's the Word of God. When we refuse to let the Word of God shine in our lives, we don't have the light that we should have. But when you think about that one window, we have one book from God. We have the Old Testament, we have the New Testament. It came from God. And when we read that, we have the New Testament today for you and me. And when we follow that, then that's the light. Remember Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And Jesus gave us the New Testament to follow. And when he instituted the Lord's Supper, this cup is the New Testament. My blood. He brought us that covenant. Too many times we want to find our way to heaven through other means other than through the Word of God. There may be good books out there. And those books may be, you know, good books to follow, and because it keeps you at peace with your friends, but does it lead you to heaven? Jesus said he was the light of the world. Remember, Jesus said in John 1 that he was the Word. The incarnated Word of God. He's the light. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. We read about others, do we not? We read about, like when we come into the New Testament, we read about Peter. You remember reading about Peter? Peter seemed like everywhere, you know, every time he'd always stick his foot in his mouth. And you know, whenever the Lord was talking about him going to be crucified, he was one of them that stood out to our Lord. I won't leave you. I won't give up on you. But the Lord looked at him, you know, because the Lord knew what Peter was thinking. And he said, "Before the cock crow, you will deny me three times." The Lord knew more about Peter than Peter knew about himself. It tells us that all of them forsook him. But you know, Peter did make mistakes. But usually that's not the things in which we remember about Peter, is it? And you talk with individuals, you talk with people, and a lot of times those who have looked at the Word of God, and they'll tell you, "Well, Peter, he was right there in Acts 2 preaching the Word of God." History tells us that Peter didn't want to be crucified the way that the Lord was, but he had a desire to be crucified upside down because he didn't deserve to be crucified the way that the Lord was. But read about Peter. How he was remembered. What about others? What about when we read about Abraham? You remember Abraham? What a trial of faith. Abraham had instructions to take his son and offer him for sacrifice. And you know, when you read about Abraham, he was strong enough to do that. Taking his son, was going to sacrifice him. But God stopped him. Now, it doesn't mean that Abraham made everything in his life perfect, because Abraham had flaws like we do. He had flaws. But he made an effort to correct those things. And it tells us in James chapter 2 that Abraham was called a friend of God. It means a lot to be a friend of God. Because Jesus said, "If you are my friends, you will keep my commandments." But he was called a friend of God. Look at David, for instance. Look at that. When you read about him, he was a man of great courage and great zeal, and yet he'd done a lot of disturbing things in his life. But he corrected those things. He corrected those things, and it tells us that David was a man after God's own heart. God's own heart. He corrected. So David remembered, and you talk to people out there, and they know not too much about the Bible, but yet they know enough. When you talk about David, they say, well, David was a man after God's own heart. That's the way they remember David. They remember people like Judas Iscariot. And when you get the message from them, what about Judas Iscariot? Oh, he was the one who sold out on the Lord. He was the one who betrayed the Lord. And sometimes they can even tell you the amount. 30 pieces of silver. And someone would say, well, I'd never do that. But you know, a lot of people sell out for a lot less. A lot less. They sell out on a lot, Lord, for a lot less. Judas betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. And sometimes we betray the Lord for just our pleasure. Because it's what we want in life, not what the Lord wants. And not what the Lord has a desire for. We have time to do a lot of things that we want to do in life. But when God requires it of us, our time, we say, I ain't got time for it. And I've had people to tell me, I ain't got time for the Lord. I've had people tell me that. It is very dangerous to go through life and not take time for the Lord. Why? Because God is going to hold you accountable for the time you're in this world. And if you've not used it wisely, you're going to have to give an account for it. How are we using the time that God has given to us? You know, we're not strong enough on our own to live. We ain't strong enough. Because Paul, in his preaching to those at Athens, he said that in him we live and move and have our being. Without God, we would be nothing. Nothing. So we need to think about just how do I want to be remembered. I'm sure all of us want to be remembered as Christians. As people who have been faithful to God, who have served God and done what God desires for us to do. Sometimes when we think about situations in life, we need to realize that Jesus is the one in which that can fulfill all things in our life that is really needful and good. And he's the one in which that can give us the strength to overcome any hurdle in our life. If we're willing to live. But you know, as we think about that, and as we think about some again of reading of like from Job chapter 14, he said, if a man die, shall he live again? If a man die, shall he live again? And some people say, oh, you know, you don't have to worry about it because you never come back. Thing about it is, we will. Job goes on in chapter 19, 25 through 27. He says, I know that my Redeemer lives and I see him at a later time upon the earth. And he even went forward to say, I know that in my flesh I shall see God. I shall see him for myself and not another. No one's going to stand there in that day for you. You're going to stand there for yourself. You're going to have to give an account of yourself. So what kind of parent are we going to be? What kind of child are we going to be? What kind of grandparent are we going to be? You know, how do we want to be remembered? That's bringing the lesson to the close and simply pose another question. It's not how do I want to be remembered, but how will you be remembered? You know, we can have all kinds of desires in life, but if we don't fulfill those desires, we can have a desire to follow the Lord, but if we don't fulfill it, we don't fulfill it. It's going to be our fault if we don't fulfill it. We need to do as God requires in our life and be remembered as those of the faithful. By faith Abraham, by faith Moses, by faith Enoch. All these characters we read. So if you're not a Christian, you need to realize your need and need to fulfill, if your heart's desire is to be a child of God, you need to fulfill that. Because if you be willing and obedient, Isaiah 1, 18, 19, you can enjoy the great privileges and blessings of God. Talking about now the spiritual blessings that's in Christ. While together we stand, singing a song, selecting.